Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, and guess who decided to join us this morning?
At least for a while.
At least for a while. Well, I'm glad you're here.
Me too.
You had a nice birthday this week?
I had a wonderful birthday. Alan threw me a surprise party. It was wonderful. He and my daughter, I think, worked very hard on it. Mainly him, I think, but I think she has something to do. I don't know who did, but anyway, it was great. Everybody got together.
We all worked together. There were four co-conspirators, Robin, all your closest friends, and your daughter and your daughter's friend, and so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure who did. I know they did pretty good. They got me almost all the way there before I figured it out. A big shout out to Cora's Corner in St. Michael's for some amazing food.
Yeah.
Awesome service.
Yeah, you worked with...
I worked with the woman who owns it.
Right.
Her and her husband, and they named it after their daughter, Cora.
Right. Elijah was great to work with, the owner. The cook, owner, chef owner, whatever you want to call him. Great to work with. Made everything real easy for us. Did exactly what he said he was going to do, and that's rare.
The food just kept coming.
Oh, my gosh. It was unbelievable.
And I never thought it, but my grandson absolutely loved Cubano sliders.
Yep. We had the Cubano sliders. We had the crab cake sliders. We had the
fish and chips. Fried shrimp.
The kids had the chicken nuggets.
Well, between Brinley, I think Kara and Nick, the older kids, actually ended up eating the chicken nuggets because the kids ate the fried fish and the Cubanos.
Could be. Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't monitoring the food.
Oh, they were sitting on my lap.
So oh, well,
he was eating off my plate.
Well, there you go.
It's not hard to miss. Wonderful cake, and then Alan got me a cake on my birthday also.
Mm-hmm.
I had a beautiful necklace made for me from Alan and
our buddy Lynn.
Our buddy Lynn Stadoval, who just... Stabdahl, who just does absolutely beautiful work out of St. Michael's.
Knocked it out of the park. No.
Area. I'm falling back asleep, y'all.
You better wake up, girl. You better wake up. She's in Dorchester County. She's down.
Isn't it Whitman? No.
No.
Not Whitman.
Madison. Down that way.
And then, what else? Some, heirlooms of my family that my mom totally surprised me with. One that I had thought I had lost for 23 years and never had the guts to tell her because I knew it was really important to her, and I felt horrible that I had lost it during my last wedding. And turns out she had gotten it back that night and taken it when I was... probably not in the best state of mind.
probably took it off your unconscious body.
I wasn't that drunk that I was unconscious, but I wasn't feeling anything. And she gave it to me, and I opened the box, and there it was, and it was like a miracle. It was like 23 years of pure heartache just disappeared in 2 seconds. So.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool moment.
That was the biggest thing. I mean, nothing against the surprise party, nothing against anything else. That just... absolutely. It was like, oh, I really didn't screw up.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
You know, after all those years of hiding it because I didn't want to hurt her feelings that her daughter didn't seem to care enough to.
Anyway, are you done?
No, probably not.
All right.
I want to thank everybody. And I haven't had a chance to thank everybody on Facebook and everybody who reached out to me for my birthday, and I will do that sometime, but It's been surviving the week, so.
Well, we've got one little more thing for your birthday week. I know it's still birthday month, but for your birthday week, we've got this for you. Aaron, hit it, man. We got to get our audience awake here this morning. Time to start another day with the Outdoorsman Radio Show.
He's got to wake up the host first.
To what?
You got to wake up one of the hosts first.
Well, hopefully that did.
I am not, and I feel really bad leaving you all alone with Alan so many weeks.
Oh, thank you. I think we pulled it off.
But I really appreciate that. That was great. And I want to apologize for missing so much, but they, at 60, they really are changing these meds of mine and keeping me awake. And I don't sleep normal anymore again, which I was doing really good. Now I'm back on this really weird schedule.
Well,
and last night the puppy didn't help.
Oh, you'll get through it.
Toots, I came out here this morning and Toots tried to keep me awake for several hours licking my face.
Oh, that was nice. So. Hey, Robin, you got a caller on the line, a fan.
Okay. Good morning. Right. I don't have my phone.
And that would be Glenn.
Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
Hey, Robin, how are you? You keeping Alan straight?
No, that's impossible. He's keeping me straight. No, not really.
That's impossible.
How are you doing?
Yeah, okay, I guess.
Awesome.
Well, I say if as long as I'm looking down to the top of the grass, I'm doing good.
That's right.
That's the way I feel nowadays. I really do. I'm hearing too much bad news about people that I know. I just, if I'm looking down, like you said, I'm a happy camper.
Yes, sir. So, how was your week, Glenn?
Just a red old week.
Regular old week, huh?
Same old, same old.
We had some heck of thunderstorms yesterday morning.
Yeah.
That's true.
Did you all get them, Glenn? It was about 4 o'clock.
Yeah, we had some. Too bad. I don't even know how much rain we had. I hadn't really looked yet.
It flooded my back room.
That it did. It just came in the door. Actually flood the place. So
I like my door open when I sleep.
Yeah.
Fresh air. So.
Any activities here in the future, buddy? Glenn?
Oh, I think it's crazy. Some reason I can't think of it. Think I'm at all hands.
Got it.
There seems to be a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of things I want to go to and see.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a nice summer.
I hope so. Weather today is in the area mostly clear.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. 82. 84 tomorrow for Father's Day. Sunny all day. Beautiful clear day. 61 for a low. Monday, the federal holiday, 88. That's going to be a hot one. Mm-hmm. A little cloudy next Tuesday. And the weather.
88?
88,
it's
yeah.
Too hot.
Yeah, rain coming in next Thursday and Friday, but endured a tremendous. What's that?
Rather have 88 to 98.
Yeah, that's true. Rather have 88 to 98. You're absolutely right.
So. Oh, you always look at the good side of it, Glenn. I'm like, oh, I get to sweat all day.
Yeah.
It seems to me sometimes the 80s are actually more humid than the 90s.
Sometimes they are.
I agree. It, you know, that's weird because it's true. 80s seem a little more damp.
We had 87 on Sunday. We were eating outside for your birthday.
Oh, that was nice until the breeze stopped.
Yeah, when the breeze stopped, then it got a little close, but it was good. Good day. Nice outside covered deck in the got to see the traffic in St. Michael's and watch the tourists, and
I like doing that.
Yeah,
I do. I like watching the different people walk by. It's not as good as the boardwalk in Ocean City.
No, well, that's take your life in your hands. So.
Well, not when you sit in the top of your balcony and just watch all the weird.
Well, it's true. No, it's true. Yeah. So.
We used to have a place years ago. We would take the kids, and you could get a balcony or a porch right on the boardwalk.
Yeah.
It's like one of those old hotels. And we would watch the people walk by, just people watch all night. It was so much fun.
I was, I come by Tuckahoe, what is that called up there, where they do the tractor pulls. I think they've got something coming up the
steam
weekend.
Show?
Huh?
Steam show?
Yeah, steam show. I saw they got a tractor pull coming up the weekend after the 4th. The 4th this year, 4th of July is on a Tuesday. So I think the Saturday and Sunday they've got something going on up there. So maybe we'll
4th of July is a Tuesday.
Yeah, maybe we'll sneak up there. So.
I think we missed the Strawberry Festival originally. I wanted
could
to
be.
Do that. I think we missed.
Anyway, let's talk to Glenn. Glenn, thank you for the call, buddy. We appreciate that for checking in and best wishes for Robin. And she's.
If you get up here to the steam shows, let us know.
I got to remember that. When is that? That's usually like the
I think it's the first part of July. It's the first full weekend in July. That, like I said, the second is the 4th. So that would be the 6th, 7th, 8th, somewhere up in there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, buddy.
Glad, thank you, and you have a super day. Okay.
You too, Ron.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, you know what, folks? Crabbing has been picking up. And we want to tell you about Clyde Sport Shop. If you need anything for crabbing, the stackable traps, the open top, or the stackable open top traps, or the low profile Pasadena crab traps, all of them have, four doors. The topless ones are pretty cool because, you can stack them all up. They've got all those in stock right now. For those of you who like to crab off the piers and off your boat with the traps, they've also got the cloth and wire crab rings. Those are kind of pretty. Those are pretty effective, and they take up even less room. You can stack those. It's just a round wire with a net on it or wire on it. They're pretty effective, actually. They've got the trot lines. If you want to build your own, they've got the raw line, the Loctite number 5 nylon. They've got the Tarred 500 feet of TARRED line that a lot of people like to use, and then they have the 1,000-foot trot lines that are already rigged with the snoods and so forth. They have the bait bags. They have the bait, the chicken necks and the salted eel, if you need that. They've got the floats. They've got the baskets and lids, the accessories like the tongs, the measures, the gloves, the mallets. The aluminum steamers, even 20 to 50 quart, and their own custom crab seasoning. So Clyde Sport Shop is ready with all your crabbing gear. Fishing gear, too. Any kind of fishing you like to do, from panfish to rockfish, they've got that right there in stock. The rods, the reels, the lures, all the terminal tackle, the circle hooks, the bucktails, trolling rigs, so forth. Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway. Exit number 9, the phone number 410-242-6108. Clyde's Sports, CLYDESSPORTS.com. Two S's in the middle is the website, open 7 days a week. Stop by and make sure you see Clyde's Sports Shop. Now I was driving by Backyard Billy's yesterday, and I looked over, and I'm thinking, man, it's true. Everything I talk about is right there in Backyard Billy's backyard. They've got the pergolas. They got the gazebos. They've got the greenhouses, the chicken coops, the dog pens, all right out there in the backyard. Oh, the storage sheds, too, including that cool-looking storage shed that's half shed, half greenhouse. So if you need a place to keep your, you know, your implements, a little place to sit out of the weather, if you just want to sit there and breathe in that good oxygen that those plants are exhaling inside, you can do that in that little half-and-half shed greenhouse, which is pretty cool. Then, of course, you go, you know, you pull in the parking lot and you walk through acres of poly picnic tables and Adirondack chairs and everything else. You go inside, there's the grills. There's the grills. The wonderful stainless steel grills by Memphis. The pellet grill, which is also a pellet grill. They're a pellet grill by Traeger. And the grill smokers by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. And the secret room behind the grills, that's where all the heating stuff is. That's where all, that's the hearth shop. That's where all the stoves and inserts. You find all that at Backyard Billy's. Right there in Graysonville, Kent Island, they call it. It's right off Kent Island. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Evans Avenue is right between 50 and Route 18 in Graysonville. So if you're coming from this side, you know, from Easton or that way, just get off there on Route 18 and head up there. You get to Evans Avenue, you make a right, and then you make a left on Drummond's Lane, which is the actual address is Drummond's Lane. So Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is everything you need to make your backyard fun. Make sure you call them at 410-827-4500, 827-4500, or visit the website, backyardbillies.com. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
As I walked out on the streets of Laredo, as I walked out on Laredo one day, I spied a young cowboy all wrapped in white linen, wrapped in white linen as cold as the clay. I can see by your outfit that you are a cowboy. These words he did say as I boldly walked by. Come and sit down beside me and hear my sad story. I'm shot in the breast, and I know I must die. It was once in the saddle I used to go dashing. Once in the saddle I used to go gay. First to the card house and then down to Rosie's. But I'm shot in the breast and I'm dying today.
So we go from happy birthday to a dying cowboy. How about that?
Just that.
That what?
Nothing.
Well, we need some callers is what we need. 410 WCBM 680. Robin, what? Your buddy Ronald's on the line.
I heard. Hey, Ronald.
Good morning, Mrs. Robin. How was your birthday?
It was wonderful. Thank you,
Mr.
Ronald.
Ellen,
I heard you called last
everything.
Week.
How y'all doing?
Doing good. Doing good.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for taking my call there, Mr. Allen. And Mr. Allen, please let Aaron know also today is my birthday.
Oh!
Happy birthday, Ronald.
I'm 71 today.
Awesome. We're not that far apart then.
That's great. That's great.
Robin and I, Robin, Ronald and I are a little closer than you and Ronald.
But. Yeah, I feel closer to Ronald.
Miss Robin, he's trying to get stuff started. Robin, I hear him. How you doing, old buddy, Alex?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. So happy birthday to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Happy to be, you know. Oh, so I like to say I love the show, Alan. I really do, Miss Robin. And I wish all the staff workers and all the listeners a safe and happy Father's Day to each and every one and to everybody.
Thank you so much.
I'm
right there with you, Ronald. I agree.
Really love the show.
Oh, we're so glad we've got you part of our show.
Thanks.
Nice to hear from you, buddy, and happy birthday.
All right. And thank you, Alan.
All right, Ron. Bye-bye.
And everyone.
Have a super day.
All right. Here's how you get in the contest to win some fishing tackle. All you got to do is call in 410-WCBM-680 or 410-922-6680.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex spray-on truck bed liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis. Yeah! Here comes Amos! Now, Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gon' get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blames his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp.
Well, that's not good. Are we on? We good? Oh, okay. I just heard the song end abruptly, and that was it. So,
yeah, we're going to be saying a lot of that.
We are going to be having issues today, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we had played all those commercials, because we were gone. Something happened. We got disconnected. We had to reconnect quickly. So I'm sorry about that. If you've called in and got cut off, or if you haven't, number here is 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And that's how you get in the contest to win some great fishing tackle from High Tide Lures. Tackle Box Tim Sherman. And let's see who we got. Dale in Easton. Good morning, Dale. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. Sounds like somebody forgot to feed the mice.
Yeah, it's a chipmunk, you know.
The wonders of modern technology.
Oh my God, it's unbelievable. So
that's why this old fart still has his flip phone.
I hear you. Well,
if it's good enough for Lee or Jethro Gibbs, it's good enough for me.
I got it.
Robin, it's good to hear your voice again.
Thank you.
So
yes,
Alan, as dry as it is, I hate to say it, but is EHD looming?
Well, EHD is going to be looming anyway, and I figured this out in my own little mind the other day. EHD, epizootic hemorrhagic disease, which is sometimes called blue tongue in its certain versions, not necessarily here in the east, but more so in the west, the blue tongue kicks in, which is symptomatic of a deer's tongue swelling up and so forth. we're never going to get rid of EHD, Dale, dry, wet, or anything else, and I'll tell you why. I'm driving along, as I do, Maryland's Eastern Shore, sometimes back roads, farm country, and I look over, and there's a bloom of no-see-ums, gnats, midges, whatever you want to call them, they're coming off the field, as anybody can see if they go out there early enough in the morning, see them coming up off out of the fields, and I said to myself, interesting. And then I saw what, in my opinion, is the reason we will never get rid of EHD, even though if we have a wet spring and a dry summer, that seems to be where it's at.
Yeah.
The midge needs water to breed just like the mosquitoes do. You know, they say you empty out all your water sources in your yard and so forth. If you got an old tire sitting around that's full of water, you're going to be breeding mosquitoes and so forth. I mean, they'll breed like that. Irrigation, buddy.
Yeah.
Irrigation.
Yeah.
Every field was being sprayed. Every field is full of water. Every field has ideal breeding conditions for mosquitoes and gnats.
But certainly with the dry conditions, the farmers will tend to use that irrigation more often.
Absolutely.
So, and that's, I would think still that dry conditions are you know, really the primer for the whole thing.
Sure. Because the increased irrigation, and, you know, the availability of standing water for these things to breed, you know.
Sure.
And they find these animals because of the fever being so high.
Yeah.
They want to quench that thirst. They want to go to water. They want to go where it's cool and cool down, and that's why they're found along creek banks and in ponds and things like that.
Yeah,
so
my son found one when he was going up to Tuckahoe the other day.
Did he?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
Were you ever able to get up and down with Bill Miles about that deer meeting? I'm just curious.
You know, I haven't. I need to reach out to Bill. We haven't talked in probably a month. And that was just after the deer meeting. He said it was interesting. But Bill and I have not had that conversation yet. But that's probably something I should do to see where we are with that. I know that it was called by the Farm Bureau. The Farm Bureau has declared antlerless deer vermin in Maryland.
Something right there. Yeah.
You know, that's been 10 years ago they did that. But.
Yeah.
You know, their view is that they need to be eradicated. They're just as bad as, you know, cockroaches and groundhogs and rats and everything else, which is just a sad situation for such a noble animal as a white-tailed deer.
Yeah.
Are there issues in farm community? Yep, no question about it. Do we need to annihilate them to solve the problem? Guess what? Farmers have the resources, the authority to kill antlerless white-tailed deer 365 days a year with any method they feel, you know, is necessary, including high-powered rifles. 365 days a year, they can shoot them, and they still complain. Why do they still complain? Because they don't want to take the time to control the white-tailed deer population on their own farms. Now, there is a farm complex up in Carroll County owned by a family who control thousands, I believe, of acres. They've hired a full-time deer cooperator and got him all the necessary permits and registered him to shoot at night and everything else. He goes out and shoots 120, 150 deer a year. Now, I know they're all processed, which is a good thing. You know, he takes care to make sure they're not rotten, not wasted, right?
Yeah.
No. But in other instances, in certain areas of the shore in particular, to our south, those deer are just shot and left to rot. No question.
Dad, you're right. Yeah, I'm just, like I said, I was just curious as to, you know, the outcome of that meeting or what Bill's impression was.
I will have to see. Hey, Robin, you doing something right now?
Mm-mm.
Can you look at Hunters of Maryland website and see if there's anything on there?
About what?
Are you paying attention to the show?
Uh-huh. Something about deer.
There was a Farm Bureau deer meeting about a month ago. See if they posted anything about that.
Yeah, I'd be curious. Be curious.
I'm on it.
I haven't seen anything on the on the DNR website, but
okay. All right.
Just yet, but we will be able to update that.
So, you up for coffee this week?
Yeah.
All right. I'll give you a shout.
All right. Do that. That would be
Robin,
good.
Robin, I'm glad you're back. Nice to hear your voice.
Dear.
All right.
You have a good one, buddy.
Have a super one.
Take care.
Thanks, Dale. Bye bye. All right. Good morning, Clay. How are you, sir?
Alex. Good morning.
Hey, Clay. What's going on?
And Robin, when I heard your voice this morning, I thought, oh, Robin decided to put in a guest appearance and sign a few autographs. And, you know, I'm glad to see you and happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I appreciate everybody. I really do.
Yeah, that's all. I just wanted to call in and wish you happy birthday.
Thank you so
buddy.
Much,
appreciate
Clay.
That.
And
always a pleasure to hear your voice.
And also, Alan, happy Father's Day.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
So,
thank you. Well,
and I'm sure I'll talk to you next week.
I have no doubt. All right, Clay.
Yes, we like to hear. Keep it coming back.
Have a good week.
You do the same,
you
buddy.
Too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So, we got a few comments.
Nothing.
Nothing on the deer meeting? Okay. Got
nothing
it.
Nothing I can find.
Maybe they're not sharing their thoughts on it just yet. They might be calculating something.
I can't find it. How's that?
You can't find Hunters of Maryland, or you can't find...
No, I found Hunters of Maryland.
Oh, well, I figured you would, but nothing on the deer meeting. Okay.
Not that I can see.
Got it.
I'm having a hard time telling anything.
It'd probably be under the news button if there is a news button.
I'm on a news button.
Okay.
It's mainly all about the General Assembly.
Yeah, the General Assembly. Yep, got it. So, I did something. I did something this week. Well, actually, Robin did it, but I asked her to if she would share about the Maryland Hunting Quarterly arriving this week. We picked it up the other day at the printers and have been delivering it ever since. Put it online the same day, actually a day ahead of time, and I shared it on our Facebook pages on the Outdoors and Radio Show, Maryland Loves Crabs, Big Ass Fish, Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Bucks, Bears, Stags, and then I went in and shared it on my personal page. And about an hour later, I got a text from a friend. He said, are you going to let anybody know that the Hunting Quarterly's out? LOL, you know. I'm like, well, we kind of did. And he said, yeah, I know. He said, I saw it everywhere. So I thought that was kind of cool. But that is our sister publication. That's the one that started it all, Maryland Hunting Quarterly. And we invite you to look at all of our magazines online. They all have an online format. You can read the entire magazine. They're really cool to do on your PC. You can turn the pages just by touching a little button down in the corner, and the page will turn automatically, and you can read the entire thing just like you're reading a magazine. You can read them on your phone, but they're a little small. You know, a full-size magazine to read on your phone. But very excited to get that out. And we have, in that issue, we have the story of the two highest scoring 6-point stags ever recorded in Maryland. Jeff Oberdorf killed a stag last year with a rifle. Interesting story. Walked up on it. He couldn't find where his trail camera was, and he was headed that way, and there was a stag, and he was able to harvest it. It is the highest gross score sickest stag ever recorded in Maryland. It's only exceeded by an 8-point that is the state record. This was an amazing animal. The pictures are just unbelievable. The eye guards, the front hooks, whatever you want to call them, brow tines, are unbelievable on this stag. And then Jeff Reagan shot the new state record muzzleloader stag, which is the top all-time scoring sicadeer for net score. He blew away the old sicadeer muzzleloader record by 2 full inches of antler measurement. So those stories are both in the quarterly if you like sicadeer. If you like, you know, reading about the family, there's a great story by Ben Daniels on his family and the hunting that they do, his son and daughter, and he like to hunt. And that's a great family story. There's a couple of individual youth turkey stories, which are nice. There's an article by Jim Amrine on turkey guns, then and now. You know, is a pump shotgun from the 70s the same as a pump shotgun from the 2000s, or 80s or whatever? And there's a nice comparison then and now. There's also an article on straight wall cartridges that will give you an overview and give you some suggestions as far as calibers are concerned. So it was very interesting. That author, Jim Amrine, he called me the other day and he said, "Hey, you have some ammo for your 450 Marlin?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, I just bought some." He said, "It's up to $80 a box now." I said, "Wow, that's cool. I just bought 2 boxes for $40. He said, "Well, maybe we can do some trading of some kind." I'm like, "Well, we'll see." So I've got enough 450 ammo to last me for probably the rest of my life. I'm very selective in what I take as far as animals are concerned. And I did not fire a shot with the shotgun or with the with the 450 during the firearm season this past year. No ammo was harmed in the deer season of last year. So anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. What do we want to call that? Where Aaron played all the spots, we wanted to put Spurry's Tire Service in there. And Spurry's Tire Service is located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Road. And that's just off Route 50 right here, right down the street, a couple blocks away. And that's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. And I said before, and I told Brett this the other day when I was in there, I said, "I watched you work between customers. And, you know, you took care of this lady's tires, and you gave a price on the tires to another lady, and you get... You know, the folks were getting an oil change and they were checking out, and you talked to a fellow and fixed his tire in about 10 minutes. It had a leak in it." And I said, "You're like a maestro. You're like a conductor of a symphony." Featuring American made and Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And you know what? Spurry's has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard. That's right. Farm tractors, tractor trailer tires, dump truck tires, Mini Cooper tires, lawnmower tires, garden tractor tires. You got it. You have the point. Tire repair, full service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine or any other warning light comes on, 24-hour truck service, and more, has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for more than 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. That number is 410-822-7384. The website is spurriestire.com. 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. And we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market.
Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex in Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Are we that close? Oh, okay. Captain Don, good morning, buddy.
Yep. Hey, good morning, Alan, and happy birthday to Robin.
Oh.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, mine was the 14th, Flag Day.
Really?
Yep.
Happy
yep.
birthday.
Yes. Well, it's, like you say, it's been a nice birthday week, and
June birthdays always have to have birthday weeks, and we're 6 months to Christmas. It's perfect.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, look, we're down here in the boat crabbing, but you know there's an old song, Once I Had a Secret Love, and there's a line in there, and my secret love is no secret anymore. Well, my secret spot is no secret anymore.
Uh-oh.
There's a couple boats down here.
They followed you, huh?
I love that song.
Yeah, yeah.
They followed you.
I think they were listening to you last week, and they started to follow me. That's what it was.
That's very possible, yeah. Well, when you were off the air, we gave the GPS coordinates, just so you know.
Oh! Well, I must have done it because there are several boats back here. But, you know, we notice our friends who do crab on a regular basis, they're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I've heard
so
that.
It's like, is it... Do we really have a shortage of crabs, or is it just something that's being made up? I don't know.
You know, an old friend of mine said one time, he said, if DNR says the crabs are in trouble, he said, you better establish your markets. And when they tell you there's plenty of crabs, you know, don't waste a lot of time getting your gear ready. So he kind of figured from the commercial side it's just the opposite of what they tell you. So
yeah.
But
as far as the fish are concerned, I think if the fish move any further north, they're going to be at Pratt and White Street in the harbor.
Yeah, it's
not
possible.
Not to burn a spot, but that potato is on fire.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, they keep moving north and even further than that. So I can't keep track of them because I have this old thing I keep saying almost every week now, if not every week, fish swim. And there are certain conditions that, you know, you need to keep fish in the area. And it's not just bait, it's oxygen, it's temperature, it's lack of predators and so forth, and we have all that in the bay. We have abundant predators. We have the blue catfish, and we have the dolphins now, bottlenose dolphins. For the crabs, we have the blue catfish. We have the cow-nose rays. We have, you know, there's a lot of things out there. Because so much is abundant in our bay, it attracts those things that eat the abundant species.
Yep.
You know?
Kenny's here.
Yeah, Kenny's here. And we have
hey, Kenny. Hi. Speaking of top-tier predators, I hear Kenny's on the boat.
The top-tier predator. Oh,
always on the boat.
Always on the boat.
I have to send you that picture of that crab on his finger. Won't let go.
Oh yeah, that's a picture we need to run in the next Maryland Loves Crabs, no question. So
yeah, and the guy who was sending you the pictures with my head cut off, that was Kenny. He didn't want my picture to be in there. He didn't want people to recognize me.
I see. I saw you put that one steam picture on your Facebook page, so that was
cool. Yeah. We had a lot of fun doing that, so
yeah.
Well, look, I have to run because I'm getting ready to run the line.
Run it, baby. Enjoy. Let me know how you make out. Send me some pictures.
We'll send you pictures. You all take care. Have a nice week.
Thanks, Don. See you, Kenny.
Easy.
That's nice. That's how you do that. All right. We're going to sign out here shortly, so I want to tell you one more time about Backyard Billies. And, you know, every now and then we mention that fireplace in your house. And that's because we have continuously have new listeners. That fireplace in your house that you don't use anymore. You just don't. It's just sitting there sucking the heat out of the room. And it's pretty to look at. But why not make it functional? Why not put it a beautiful gas fireplace insert in there, or a pellet stove insert in there, or a wood fireplace insert in there? And you can see all those at Backyard Billy's. They have a division called Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, the leading premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. I talked to a buddy yesterday, getting ready to pull the trigger right now and get that new gas fireplace insert for his vacation home in West Virginia. We bought the Enviro brand EX35. Not that you have to buy that, but it's a pretty cool insert. Remote control, fan, light, flame height, temperature control. It's all right there at your fingertips. Tips, and Robin loves it. She can turn it on for 10 minutes on a chilly morning and turn it off, and you know, the room is comfortable.
It's perfect.
Or if it's really cold, you can leave it on, keep everything nice and temperate back here. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Act now before the fall rush, of course. Stop in the showroom. They're open 7 days a week. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page, phone number 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Miss Robin?
Everybody, get out, stay safe, enjoy your family this weekend, tell your dad you love him.